This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You might have seen this yesterday. The new Congressional Budget Office 10-year budget and economic outlook, one not small part of which was that the CBO figures the Treasury Department is going to run out of ways to move money around and thus keep us technically in compliance with the debt limit somewhere in the July to September timeframe. That is not necessarily new information. Treasury's been saying essentially the same thing. But it did remind me of something I have been wanting to talk about for a while now.
So what I really think we would do is treat this like we would treat our own household. If you had a child, you gave them a credit card, and they kept hitting the limit, you wouldn't just keep increasing it.
Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, last month saying the federal budget and debt limit are the same thing as a household credit card.
No?
It's not the same thing.
We are comparing kind of apple and orange here.
That's Deborah Lucas at MIT, Golnaz Moti at Western Kentucky University, actual trained professional economists. So that settles it, right? I thought so. Wall Street on this Thursday, maybe not so great. Details, numbers, when we get there. Oh, man. Hey, Sarah, wait. Sarah, can we stop for just a second here?
What do you mean?
Can we just stop? There's something else I need to say.
No, I'm literally directing right now. We can't just stop.
Tell you what, let's finish the bridge. I'll do my thing, and then you can figure out the time later, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks. Okay, so look, because we believe firmly on this program that context matters, I am, as I said, going to explain this some more. The reason this not right talking point keeps coming up is because it's easy to understand. Both households and governments have money coming in and money going out, right? So what do you mean they're not the same thing? Well, for starters, the federal government has more to do, way more to do than any household ever will. Here's Golnaz Moti again.
The government has a lot of obligations that cannot wait. For example, a handbag can wait, but a payment of an employee of the federal government cannot wait.
There are 4 million federal employee paychecks. That's twice a month. There are the not inconsiderable expenses of national security, building and maintaining infrastructure, paying our obligations under economic treaties and foreign alliances. Oh, and Social Security and Medicare, too, to name just a couple of easy ones. Also,
even the greatest person with the greatest credit score is just one step away from destroying that credit score by losing their job or missing one payment.
And that is just not the case for the feds, unless we dance around default, about which more in a minute. But back to the topic at hand.
Households and governments and the tools that are available to them are not the same.
The tools most households have, we all know. Paychecks, savings, borrowing maybe for big purchases like cars and mortgages, some return on investments. The government's tools, though, what Fed Chair Jay Powell calls the great fiscal power of the United States, is something else entirely. And I'll give you two examples. Number one, taxes, people, right?
As we all know, it's not so easy to walk away from your taxes. So the IRS has strong enforcement mechanisms.
That's Deborah Lucas again at MIT. The federal government can literally decide how much income it wants.
Governments have the potential to control the money coming in more.
It's right there in the Constitution, Amendment 16. Total federal revenue last fiscal year, $4.9 trillion. That's individual income taxes, corporate taxes, Social Security and Medicare taxes, customs duties, everything. Example number two is bonds. When Washington needs to spend more money than it's taking in, which for most of the past century or two has been all the time, the government borrows big in the bond market. And there are always buyers, individuals, big banks, foreign governments, the Federal Reserve, to name just a couple, because
government debt is perceived as being quite safe, and so it carries a lower interest rate.
For now. Because the closer House Republicans take us to breaching the debt limit, the higher those interest rates on the bonds the federal government issues are going to be, thus the more we are going to owe. But if you take anything from what I just said, it's that there should be some serious conversations about how the government spends our money. But the idea that we should think about federal spending and the debt limit like it's a household budget and credit card, that just doesn't hold up.